T-Mobile's unlimited plan costs $95 per month for a smaller network, plus monthly taxes and fees. It's enough to wreck your day. Cricket's unlimited plan gives you a bigger network for $25 less per month with monthly taxes and fees included. Cricket Wireless, something to smile about.
Download speeds max of 8 megabits per second LTE and 4 megabits per second 4G. Price comparison based on one smartphone line with unlimited plan. Mobile hotspot not available. Activation, other fees and restrictions apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Terms, features and restrictions subject to change. See store for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hottest topics. Hottest music.
And the hottest ladies.
You're listening to the Girlfriend Network,
where women stay connected, with your host, Nick Holmes.
Tahira
and Karishma on the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
Good evening, well, and this is the, oh, hi, Tahira. Sorry we had some technical difficulties. We are in the studio.
I'm so excited. So let's try this again. Welcome to the Girlfriend Network, thelovezoneusa.com. We're airing our summer hours, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so tune in with us. So I'm Tahira Sutton. I never host the show alone. Ms. Nikong Martin, how are you today? We have a very special guest. I'm so excited.
I am very excited. Yes, because yes. This guest is near and dear to my heart. Because, Tahira, you know how a lot of people say, well, they know certain celebrities or people in the industry, but they don't really know them. They may have seen them or been next to them on set. But I could really, really say that I know this young lady and I know her family, and I've been following her progress from some time. So this young lady is truly amazing. I'm really proud of her accomplishments, and she's right here from my very own city, Trenton, New Jersey. So stand up, Trenton, New Jersey, for one of your own. So we're gonna. Her name is, by the way, Brianna, and I'm going to try to get your last name right, DeFlute. Her mom was, counseling me on her last name, but we are very excited and honored to have her here and that she took time from her schedule to do this, because there's a lot going on, so we'll talk about that in a few minutes. So back to you, Tahira. It's been a minute. How are you, and what's been going on with the fabulous Tahira?
Oh my goodness. I'm so excited. Still, always busy industry stuff. I want to shout out first, just to take a moment, to shout out to Mickey Howard and Darius McClary. They have their TV One has their movie on this Sunday, and I believe it is at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on TV One, the Mickey Howard story.
I saw that. Fabulous.
Yes. I'm so excited about, her movement and progress with this movie. So I just really excited about it. I want to get the word out. Hopefully we can get her on this show.
Yeah,
so I'm really excited about that. I want to shout out to Sunshine Anderson and Ida Devine. I was with them this weekend doing interviews at the Met Fest at East Orange, New Jersey. Also, Kwame stopped through. So just celebrity fill week. So I'm just really, really excited about what's going on. I want to shout out to my aunt, Shirley Caesar. She did a phenomenal show in the Gospel Fest. It was an amazing time, so I don't want to forget that as well. So I've just been busy working on projects, interviewing, and doing my own stuff. I have an international pageant that's coming up this weekend. I'm really, really excited about that. But just staying busy and treading water with my feet.
Awesome. So Tahira is always working. So good for you, Tahira. Me, oh my goodness, I had the most amazing opportunity today. I was invited to Copeland Middle School, which is located in Rockaway, New Jersey, as a celebrity to talk to the whole 8th grade student body. Because apparently what I did not know is that they are losing a lot of their kids to drug addiction, and a lot of kids are overdosing. So I was able to come in there, you know, and talk about my story and talk about dreams coming true, which is also a great segue for Brianna, because Brianna also had a dream, as we're going to talk about, and it has come true. So, you know, it was just really a great day. And also, hopefully I'll be coming to television. We just aired the trailer. I don't know if you guys seen it, Tahira Live Squad that just debuted, and that's an awesome project, and I'm waiting to hear more about this reality show that I'm scheduled to do. So all is good. Enoka Fitness is good. Life is good. I'm happy. Still in the gym. So, and shout out to Karishma, who is in India.
Yes.
Our prayers are with you, Karishma. We know you're dealing with a family emergency. So we're praying for you, and we'll see you when you get back.
Yes, we will see her with updates.
Yes, exactly. A lot of
summer
updates. Yes. So let's talk about, you ready to talk about Brianna?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited about this show. Kelly Rowland and Frank Gaskin put together Chasing Destiny. It's really a phenomenal. I thought everyone was great in this short. From the first episode, I'm just like, it was a hard choice. We'll get to it more in the interview, but I know, like, when you're dealing with multi-talented people, how do you decide?
Right.
I would hate to be, you know, the one that they were all phenomenal.
Yeah,
like, how do you pick apart a group of people that bring everything every time? Notes on point. I mean, you know, could take feedback well. It was really a hard decision. So we'll get to it, you know, more with our guests, but, you know, that can be challenging. I'm sure that you judge many, like, pageants and fashion shows, and they come, you know, when the talent is stiff. It's a hard decision.
Yes, it really is. It really is. But you always, you know, and one thing about Brianna, and I said this to Brianna not too long ago, she performed in a local city park of ours, and I said to her, you're going to make it. Because there was something about Brianna that I love. She just had that je ne sais quoi that I call it. She had that it factor, and she's always had that star power. Yes, and she, Tahira, this girl, this young lady has been working. Like, she just did not just pop up on the scene. I mean,
she's been
all over. She's opened at different venues, the Brooklyn Nets. She's performed at the Barclays Center, Howard University, NYU, music festivals. She hosted Fashion Week. She even performed at Webster Hall. Like, this girl was doing her thing. And I mean, Brie is multi-talented, as she can sing. She can dance. She could write. And the girl is beautiful. Have you seen her?
Yes,
Lord, have mercy. And
she's
shout
gorgeous.
Out to her mother, Nakia Preston. Nakia, we love you. We respect you.
Hi, Mommy.
Way to go.
Yes.
I know her mom is super excited, and I follow Bree's fan page, and she's always posting. And we have an announcement later that we'll save for later. But, yeah, so we're really honored to have her, because this girl is busy back and forth from, you know, L.A. to New Jersey. You know, I understand. I think she's here right now visiting her family. But she's really dynamic, great personality, really down to earth. She's also done a couple of appearances. She's been home to hear us. She went back to her schools to drop some knowledge and, you know, to talk about dreams and how to make them come true and how to stay true to yourself. So shout out, you know, to her for doing that and already giving back. Is that not cool?
Yes,
amazing. So Tahira, let's. What are some of your favorite girl groups. I know I grew up on Escape,
oh my goodness,
TLC, SWV.
I loved Escape, SWV, TLC. Then I'm a 90s person. Like, I love 90s music. TLC, they kind of broke the mold with the girl group because they all had individual styles. They never clashed. It was
an
infusion of talented people, and it seemed like they had a good rapport with each other. I know, and we're going to talk about that once we get, you know, Brianna on and really dissect the dynamics of putting a group together and actually learning as an individual artist in a duo or a group setting is very different than being individual. So TLC, I love TLC. I loved SWV. I thought it was always like Destiny's Child. I love Destiny's Child. Say My Name, Say My Name. Like, they demanded the power. So groups like that. Also groups, I like gospel groups as well. So the Clark Sisters as well. So I really understand. Like, I was in a group with my sister. She's a singer. So I know it could be challenging, especially with different vocal ranges and things like that, to make a song a hit. Or to sing lower than you really sing. So I could definitely have a lot of respect, but that's a huge decision that I thought everyone in the first episode, everybody was talented. I'm like, I'm not sure what's going to happen.
Right, yeah.
And BET had me glued because I'm just like, how do you pick with all these phenomenal people? Like, they're like flawless at this point.
Right.
So it was a tough decision, but I think the girls, that they have great culture together and great charisma and chemistry. So I'm just waiting to hear the product, you know, the projects, you know, going forward. I know they're going to be excellent.
Yes, definitely. So they did put out, for those who don't know, they have a cover called Hotline Bling, and we'll have an announcement later about something that is new. So if you don't know about these young ladies, you need to check them out. Follow them. They're really great. Oh, it's just amazing. And I know Kelly Rowland, that is, have been very passionate about wanting to bring a girl group back. And I think she's done it. I mean, I have fallen in love with these girls. And like I said, it's a little more personal for me because I actually do know Brie. I can actually say I know her. I've spoken to her. She knows who I am, you know, so, you know, it's not fiction in my head. So I'm just really,
she
really
knows your
excited.
Name.
Yeah, she knows my name.
She knows your name.
Right. Yeah.
That makes it so personal and so rewarding to see someone you know just
absolutely
get what they, you know, been working for. Like, when I started to research her, I was like, man, this girl has always been a star, like, from, you know,
absolutely,
day one. Like, with music, it's funny. Sometimes you're in, sometimes you're out. So you can't really lose your focus being an artist. So it looks like she never stopped, and we'll get into it once we, you know, interview her. She never stopped. She never lost motivation or lost her focus. So I thought that was excellent. I was just like, wow. You know, you have to definitely keep your drive. But that is awesome. So it must be really, really personal to you. I know you're clapping on the inside.
I really am. I really am. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited for her. I'm so excited for her family. She comes from great stock. Her mom is lovely. And tonight, for those that don't know, the season finale is tonight at 10 o'clock on BET. So you must watch. I really anticipate some, you know, really great things happening. Brie has kind of alluded to some surprises on her IG as I follow her on social media. So I'm hoping for a name of the group finally, because, you know, that has been secretive. I think they should just keep it as Chasing Destiny myself. Maybe that will be it. Maybe not. I think that's, you know, definitely great to me. But we'll see what happens. So I will be watching at 10 o'clock, and I'm very excited, very, very excited. So we're going to see what happens, T.
Yeah, absolutely. I just feel like, and just, you know, doing a reality show, it's so much. I never understood the stress, not even the stress, it's just that you're constantly on on camera. And you want some things to, I know you want the camera, you want this, but you want some of your private moments.
Exactly.
And you can't negotiate that, because it's like you have a fight or you don't see eye to eye, and the camera takes it in another direction, and you're like, I didn't really mean that, or it wasn't really that bad.
Right. And so, it just coexist for like four other women, because there's five of them in the group.
Mm-hmm.
So she's living with four other women and spending all her time, it seems like, with all these women. So, you know, it can't be all grits and gravy all day, so I'm sure. So, you know, that's interesting.
You know, I know we're going to get into those dynamics once she's on it, you know, with her. It, like, just knowing from my experience in pageantry and when it's getting down to, you know, down to the bottom line, and attitude shifts. You know,
mm-hmm.
you would be, you know, have good rapport with a bestie
mm-hmm.
at a pageant or somebody that you really click. But as it gets down to,
mm-hmm.
gets down to the bottom line, or when judging time, it's like that distance, that silence. And you're like, I thought we were cool. Like, no matter what happens, whoever wins, we'll still be friends. And it just, I'm curious to see if that's how it played out on this show, if she could tell us that. But I've noticed that in competitions, you'll start one way and finish in another. And for the contestants that didn't make it, they got so far and just didn't have enough. Like, it's disappointing, but also it's like a learning opportunity as well. Is you just, who wants
Absolutely.
To lose? Nobody wants to lose. So
no.
You got to find the winning. You have to find the winning thing in it for you, even if you're not, you know, one of the five that were winners. You have to understand, like, how did I win in this situation? So it's more of like motivation to keep you growing and definitely move on to the next project. But that's a hard pill to swallow.
Well, you know, that's life. That's the break. So hopefully it just makes you stronger and tougher, you know? So, you know, that's what gives you that grin and, you know, that zest, and you just got to keep pushing. So not everybody, you can't be successful in your first try out, and I'm sure Brianna was not as well. Like I said, a lot of people don't know this, but Brianna has been grinding for years, so this ain't new to her. She just did not pop up and, you know, find stardom. This girl has been working for a long time. She was born musically into a family that was musical. So this has been her whole life since day one. So
it's in her blood.
It's in her blood. So yes, exactly. So we're gonna go to song, I believe, and when we come back, we're gonna be joined by Brianna the Flute. We are so excited.
Yeah.
Find us keepers, it go green light. Go easy go. I like to taste that sugar, that sweet and low. But hold up, wait.
new position. I put her on my plate, then I do the dishes. She my motivation, I'm her transportation, cause I let her ride while I drive her crazy. Then I just keep going, going like I'm racing. When I'm done, she hold me like a conversation. We said, babe, babe.
But you can't stop.
Surrounded by my nothing, that's how I feel when I think of all
Welcome back. I'm sorry, we have so much fun on this show. Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network. We have the ladies from the fabulous BET show, Chasing Destiny. Brianna, are you there?
Yes, we are here. Hi, you guys.
Hi.
And we also have Crystal and Ashley, I believe. Is that correct?
And Gabby and Cheyenne.
And Gabby's there too? Yeah.
Oh,
great.
Oh, my guys. Hey, girls. I am a fan.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited.
So excited. Thank you for coming on the Girlfriend Network and rocking with us. We so appreciate
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Oh, this is
such... Oh my God, I feel like I know you guys. I feel like I'm living with you and I'm singing with you and I'm dancing with you. You're fabulous.
Your hotline bling is just amazing.
And Bree, this is Nicole. I am so proud of you, Bree.
Yes.
I'm really proud of you. Way to represent Trenton and
New Jersey.
Woo! Jersey's in the house.
Yes, you putting Jersey back on the map. I'm so excited.
Yes.
I'm so excited, ladies. I'm really, really elated for this movement. I was really excited, glued to BET television with this show. Every time I hear you guys sing, even with the Hotline Bling, you took me back to real music. Not that we lost music, but sometimes I think we derailed. So really, really excited. I'm a host here, Tahira Sutton and Nicole Martin. So we're the Girlfriend Network, part of the Girlfriend Network. Karishma is on travel. But really, really excited to see what you ladies are doing and what you're bringing to the table. So I want everyone to introduce themselves and give their social media. Let's start with that.
Okay, cool. Well, as you guys know, my name is Brianna. I'm from Trenton, New Jersey. And on my social media is Brianna_DeVlute on Instagram and Brianna DeVlute on Twitter.
And my name is Ashley. I am from Compton, California. And my Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat is Ashley is Official.
I'm Cheyenne.
Go ahead. I'm Cheyenne is next.
And my social media is Official Cheyenne for everything.
Gabby? Oh, hi, I'm Gabby. My Instagram is Gabby Z. So GABBYZEKE, and my Twitter is Gabby's Mouth.
And I am Crystal, and I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina. My social media is It's Crystal Lynn. Lynn with one N, and that's for both Twitter and Instagram.
That's us.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, ladies, you must be excited. Tonight is the season finale of the show that airs at 10 o'clock on BET.
Yes.
What are you feeling? What's going on? I can't wait to see. I want to know what the surprises are. What's the name of the group? Tell me!
I know.
Oh, Michael Martin.
Yes. So what are you guys doing? Are you guys all home? Are you all in one location? Where are you right now?
Yes, we are home right now, but we will be back together actually very soon because we have some special stuff coming up for you guys. But at the moment, we are home. But we're just really excited for this last episode, and we're really excited for our new music, and it's just a lot of exciting things in the lineup right now.
Awesome.
Okay, so I can announce this, right, Bree, about the song? I could talk about this?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
I just got it and just heard all of us on iTunes. Congratulations. It is
smoking.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. That's crazy. So how do you ladies feel? Is it still like a dream come true? Does it feel surreal? Are you pinching yourselves? Are you just like, what's going on with you guys emotionally?
I mean, we definitely are still pinching ourselves. I think, you know, for all of us, this was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and something that we really, really cherished. The entire experience of us getting to know each other and you know, being being able to be under Kelly and learning from her and from Frank every step of the way. It's just been a really amazing experience for all of us. And I think that's what this song kind of speaks of. It was us coming together as women and as a group of women who want to empower other women and just let the world know, like, it's all of us together. And if you mess with one of us, you're messing with all of us. So watch out.
That is amazing. Good. So I do have a question for the group. This is Tahira. Just, you know, based on my experience from being an artist, and I'm a queen. I won a title, couple titles, Miss Tri-State 2016. So sisterhood is very genuine to my heart. How did you guys, because I hear it in the music now, bridge to that sisterhood? How did you fuse together anything personal that you were feeling to become one? What was that transition like?
Ashley, you want to answer that one?
I just feel like when Kelly and Frank did a really, really good job of picking some really dynamic women with a lot of dignity, a lot of integrity, and for some reason it was just really easy for us to click. Like, there was no issue with anything in terms of breaking the ice, just because we were all really genuine and genuinely liked each other. So when we would get together and bond and have times where we would try to talk about our issues or things that we were going through, it was easy for us to let that out. So we wanted to make sure that we shared that in the music. So I think we all have to understand that coming into this, we could have no barriers, no flaws hidden. So I think we really just embraced the process and went along with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think going along with what Ashley said, just the process itself, it allowed us to bond in a way that nobody else who hasn't gone through that experience with us would understand. So it just made us tighter. And, you know, that's what I think people get to see on the show, is just what we went through and how we stuck together and were able to get through it and to, you know, become successful from it.
Yeah, it really comes across on the show, you know, the bond and the sisterhood. So I really love that. And I really love how you guys have had a couple of issues, but you always, you know, worked it out, and it comes out to be very positive. And I think our young African-American ladies need to see that. You know, like, we really need to empower and uplift each other, and you guys are doing a wonderful job doing that. So kudos to you guys. But
there must
be some challenges. There is five of you guys. There are five different personalities. There are five different opinions. There are five probably different lifestyles. So what are the challenges that you guys are facing of being in this group? Because I know, you know, I was saying earlier, it can't be all grits and gravy all the time.
Yes, she was.
So, somebody talk about that.
I think you definitely hit the nail on the head. I mean, we're five women, so we all go through things, and, you know, we're more emotional sometimes than others. But I think the most important thing that we learned about each other is that we just have to communicate, because we're all really understanding people, and we all want to get along, and we all genuinely care and love each other. So I think that what usually happens is if something comes about, like, right away, we just talk about it. And I think that's what a lot of people are missing, is that they just need to be able to talk to each other. And I think that's something that we do really well, and that allows us to maneuver through any challenges that we have. And we honestly don't have that many challenges. Like, we actually get along really great. So
that's awesome. That's really great. How much how much time do you guys spend in the studio? You spend a lot of time on the show. It really seems that you guys are spending most of your days and hours in the studio. So how much time are you devoting to that?
I mean, once the group was formed, we were in the studio every day. Sometimes we had a day off, but we were still really focused on, you know, what we had to do the next day and trying to learn our parts so we could be prepared. But studio was definitely, like, one of the most important things that we did right when the group was formed, just because it's all about the music. So we didn't want to waste any time just getting in there and making sure that we told our story.
And Kelly and Frank made sure that we got to work right away.
Yeah, absolutely.
None.
I do have a question for the group. This is Tahira again. And, like, I understand, like, being glued to the studio, like, really, really, really living in the studio as an artist. You definitely want to connect with your part. How do you guys deal with feedback, like, you know, giving maybe Kelly or Frank saying, oh, you know, that wasn't the way it's supposed to be? You kind of felt like, oh, you know, maybe, you know, you were right and they were wrong, and receiving feedback and criticism as an artist.
Crystal, you want to take that one?
Well, I think that as artists, we all have that little piece of, you know, when we do something we love, we're like, oh, God, it's perfect. And then if somebody comes in and says, okay, it's not exactly perfect, you should do it like this. I think we all have had, you know, a moment where we've kind of felt that inside. But just knowing Frank and Kelly and their experience and what they've done, it's like, okay, even though I feel this way,
I
trust
them.
That you're here to teach me. Right.
Right.
Yeah. Them,
yeah, because
like,
I
okay,
could definitely. I could,
I'm
yeah.
do what you tell me to do.
No, I could. I asked that question because I know that was something like I would struggle with, and I didn't realize it was a struggle until, you know, I did, you know, something challenging or something different with my career, and my vocal coach is like, oh, you know, we need to sing it in this key, and I'm just like in my mind like, I thought it was fine in this key, but I think really trust and looking at the bigger picture, like they're trying to mold you to be, you know, where they came
right.
from. So I just focusing on
right.
the bigger picture and kind of like hushing up or quiet, silencing that voice in your head. So that's why I had that question. But it's phenomenal.
Great.
I'm so excited. I cannot. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I think I got a little delay, too.
Okay.
But no, I was going to say, they do a really great job at getting our input and asking us how we want to do things and what we feel. So we never really miss out on, you know, our moments and what we want to do because they're always open to us and how we feel and what we want to do. So it's never really a moment where it's like, do it like this and that's it. It's like, do it like this, but what do you think? Now put your stuff on it. So it always ends up working out.
In this process, are you guys, like, writing more? Do it makes you, like, does it make you become more creative in this process? Are you, like, writing more? Because, I mean, I'm just asking.
Well, we have written on some songs. We definitely welcome anything that's a hit. But for the most part, I think we all have taken time apart just to be creative on our own, but also bringing it back to the group. We wrote on a few of the songs, and it was just fun to see all of us giving input. So there will be more of us writing in the future, definitely, but we know what a hit is, so we welcome it with open arms if it's not.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, we really love your sound. Let me tell you something. You know, one thing that's great about music is the ability to move you and empower you and make you feel whatever it is that feeling is. Let me tell you something, ladies. That Hotline Bling cover gave me goosebumps when I saw that.
Sure.
I know you've heard that so many times, but Drake has got to be mad. He's got to be mad and honored at the same time because you ladies really killed that, and it really showed the range of all your voices, and it was really incredulous for me. So kudos for that. So
how long did it take for you guys to do that
and mesh together, and what was that process like? Because I assume that's the first song that you guys did as far as studio-wise. And working it out?
Yeah, the funny thing is that was like our first vocal session just with us and Stevie Mackey, our vocal producer, who you see on the show. He just is a really amazingly talented and just a humble person. And our first vocal lesson with him, you know, we put that together, and he was like, you know, I want to hear your voices on this, and let's try this, and you try that note, and we just all kind of tried different stuff, and Hotline Bling came together, and it really was. That song is really special to us because it was the first kind of arrangement that we put together and were able to perform together. That was our first song that we ever performed. So it is really true and dear to our hearts. So it makes us really happy whenever people say they love it, because that's the song that we love as well. So thank you for saying that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it was crazy because the next day, you know, you always have the city buzzing, Bree. You know, I follow you on your social media. I always I have been since I first met you, darling. So I'm even reading the comments. You know, you guys have a lot of fans. You have a lot of fans. So you guys are now role models. And I'm sure, you know, we saw one particular show where you have to be careful of what you say and what you do.
Yeah.
So what's the advice that you would give? Because, Bree, I was saying earlier, I know you went back to your high school and you gave back to spoke to the students. So what would you tell the young ladies who aspire to be like you now? Isn't that crazy?
I mean, when
people are looking
up
to you.
It is a crazy feeling, but I really embrace it because, you know, I have six younger sisters. I have three brothers, two younger than me. So it's just always been a part of me to talk to people who are coming up under me and to, you know, just one thing that we learned from Kelly and Frank was if you share your light, you sparkle brighter. So it was really important for me when I came home to go back to the schools in my area and the schools that I graduated from and talk to the kids, because sometimes when you're at that level, you kind of feel like there's no light at the end of the tunnel. And so I think it's really important to go back and to give back and to let them know, like, you know, there's definitely hope, and you know, you can do anything that you put your mind to. If you work hard and you just follow your dreams, it can come true. So I just tell them to stay in school and to make sure they get their education and to be positive. And another thing that I really stress to them is to respect each other, and with respect comes communication, comes all of the values that were instilled in me growing up and were instilled in me through Frank and Kelly. So I just think that that's really important.
That's really great.
That is amazing. I do have another question for the group, and this is Tahira again. You know, when you have, I always say, like, on the show, you know this too about me, Nicole, never lose your vision, never really lose your dream. You can't, you know, lose it, because if you lose it, you get distracted. But I find in the different levels of your career, you lose people. You maybe lose friends that you had.
Mm-hmm.
How do you deal with the adjustment of loss when your career is moving in a different direction than, you know, older association? How do you deal with, like, when you're going someplace and they're just not going with you? I know it's, like, a bittersweet moment, but you just have this vision that's, like, just inside you, and you just have to focus on that vision. How do you deal with, like, losing, you know, some friends and some people along the way?
Ashley?
Well, I heard this saying, as you get older, your circle gets smaller. And I think that's for a reason, specifically because
I think that's so
we
true.
All grow.
Yeah.
Right? We all grow. We all change. Man, in high school, I had so many friends that I would call and text, and I'm pretty sure we can all relate. But we all go different ways. I have friends who have children now who are getting married, and I'm still on the grind to become this amazing superstar in this group. So I think it's just the fact that most of us respect one another as friends. And I'll get a call or a text every now and then, and we'll continue to talk or see each other in passing and say hello. But at the end of the day, we all know that it's love. And those are the type of people you should always have in your corner, period. But we all are trying to make a living. We're all trying to go for our dreams and make sure that our passion is so deep within that we're affecting others. So I would just say don't worry about the friends that you lose, because the good ones will always be there and they will come back if they really are meant to be in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Well said. Also, I believe one of you are married. Is it Crystal? And I know a couple of you have boyfriends. So what has that been like on your relationships? Has it been hard? Because now you guys are always traveling and elsewhere. So has it been a strain on relationship, or has it made it stronger, the bond tighter? Can someone talk about that?
Crickets.
Are we getting crickets? Hi, Crystal.
For me, hi, For me, it hasn't been a problem, just because my husband does the same thing that I do. He's a singer, songwriter, producer. So he does the same thing, so he understands it. And most of our relationship, you know, we both have moved around and been in different parts of the country, but we always find a way to come back together somehow or another. I'll end up where he is or he'll end up where I am. But it's just something that we're used to, and it's never really hurt our relationship. It's really only made it stronger because we got time to miss each other and we're not getting on each other's nerves. So for me, it's been really great. But I do miss him sometimes when, you know, we have
of
those
course.
Long spells where we're gone away. So
that's awesome. And Tahira, did you know these ladies were recently at the 2016 Billboard Music Awards? You all looked amazing. Can we talk about that? I want to know, who did you see? Who did you talk to? Who were you hobnobbing with? Were you guys in awe of other celebrities? What was going on? Tell me, dish it.
I mean, it was just a really amazing experience. For me, it was my first red carpet. So I was really excited, but I was so nervous at the same time. But once we got on the carpet, all of my nerves just went away.
Let me tell you something, Miss Bree. Miss Bree, you was giving face and you was giving pose.
Oh, thank
all of you guys were. So I didn't see any nervousness that he emulated.
Shout out to Frank Ganson on the posing.
Okay.
Well,
yeah, I saw you. I think that's going to be your signature pose.
I know. It really depends on what you're wearing. And we have a couple of different options for poses that Frank taught us that we practice all the time. So we're always prepared. Any red carpet we step on, we always going to have a nice line. That's what Frank said.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Okay.
No, but it was a really amazing experience. Like, we got to walk the carpet with Kelly and do all these different types of interviews with E and all these great networks. So it just was, it was really fun, and it was fast-paced. So it was a really fun time.
Right, and seeing Celine Dion perform live, like sitting by the stage.
Yeah.
I think that was
Oh my God.
We were crying
all over the place.
We were
bawling. Wow.
Oh my gosh, we were crying so hard.
Yeah, that was very emotional. I watched from home. But yes, it was very emotional. So,
yeah, we all had mascara running.
Well, you sure couldn't tell because you looked gorgeous.
Yeah.
What about your families? Bree, I had invited your mom on the phone, but she declined. I know she's listening. So Bree actually has listening parties. I assume there will be one tonight. So what's going on with the other girls? Do you girls have listening parties? Is it crazy seeing yourself on TV? Like, what are your families saying? What's going on? You know, it must be crazy because you come home now and you're like this star. So is your family still trying to tell you what to do? And you're like, oh, excuse me.
Is your mom? I have this one question. I have this one question for the group. I dated a celebrity. I'm not going to mention his name. And every time I would go over his house, his mom would make him take out the garbage. So what person in your family keeps it all the way well with you? After you answer the first question, I'm just curious because I was just like, he's a celebrity. Why is she telling him to do this? But you have that one person in your life that's like, okay, this is great, but you're still who you are. They just keep you true to who you are.
Mm-hmm.
I know Ashley has watch parties for sure.
Right. My family is here preparing now. We're having burgers and sliders tonight. This is Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
We just made a sign up. It's probably like 35, 40 people coming over tonight. I don't know how many people watch it on this TV, but they're very supportive. Shy has like the whole thing standing behind.
Mm-hmm. They got T-shirts, coffee mugs, socks.
Right,
no, I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Now,
you have who?
Oh, God.
Oh, wow. I'm like, oh, wow.
That is so great.
My sister is the one that keeps me grounded. She's like my mom. She's practically raised me. And I will tell you right now, she just had me in the kitchen washing dishes and sweeping the floor. She does not hesitate in keeping me grounded.
Listen, I just got done scrubbing the bathroom down, so there's no
I know
your mom
ain't playing here. I know Nakia ain't playing. Yeah. Go ahead, Nakia. That's great. But that's important. That's important. And I think that's good. And you never want to forget where you came from. I know you ladies, I was saying earlier, people think that you pop up and you just become celebrities overnight. I know you each have been hustling and grinding on your own. So, you know, there's a lot of hard work and dedication that goes into what you do. Bree, I've seen you work for the past 2 years. You've been all over. You've been at every venue. So this is nothing new, and it's very well deserving. I mean, you ladies deserve this. So don't ever let anybody tell you or take that from you. So own it, claim it. Continue to be great, and we are very, very proud of you. I mean, you ladies really are amazing in your own right, and I'm so excited for you guys. I'm already a fan, so it's Sierra.
Shout out
to Denise,
our producer
was going Denise crazy Serene. When she found out you guys were going to be on the show. I downloaded your single. I'm going to be a fan. Like Bree, I'm part of the group that, shout out to your cousin, Ronnie Holzendorf. She is definitely a great PR person for you. So I'm always informed of what's going on with you ladies because I see pictures of you guys and your happenings probably on a daily basis. So I really feel like I'm in the mix with you guys. It's been very rewarding for me to watch you guys come together and take off as artists. So, thank you for that. It's been really great. And I know big things are coming from you guys, and we're very excited about that. So,
thank you for having us, and we really, really appreciate all the support.
Yeah, absolutely. Nakomb, she said everything that I wanted to say. But I just want to say to you ladies that keep your light shining. I see it. I hear it. You guys are multi-talented, and just wish you much, much more success. I know you guys are going to go out there and get it. And we're rooting for you, and definitely would love to see you again at the Girlfriend Network and have you on the show.
Yes.
But just amazing.
Yes.
I'm just so excited about real music. Not that we lost music. I just felt that at one point, our girl groups kind of derailed. So I'm just looking forward to hearing your music and dancing to it and maybe going to a listening party.
Yes, right.
So ladies, you always, we're family. You always have an open invitation to come back anytime you want to drop a new song or talk about something.
Yes,
I imagine pretty soon we won't be able to talk directly to you. You're probably going to have a manager or a PR person that we have to speak
stop.
To
no.
in lieu of you. Oh, come on, Bree. I'm not new to this. But I'm telling all of you ladies, if any time you guys want to come on here, discuss anything and drop anything, you let me know.
Any one of us.
We'll be happy to have you. And we really
Absolutely.
Want to thank you for letting
thank
us.
You.
I think we're one of the first stations in this area to actually get to interview you. So we're very honored.
Yes,
you
are.
Thank you.
We're going to let you get back to your families because I know you guys are all preparing. We're going to be watching. So I guess I'll see you guys on the telly, and I'll be listening.
All right. We'll see you soon.
All right. Take care, ladies.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Nakomb?
Tahira.
Oh, that was amazing.
Oh, were they not amazing?
I'm so excited. I'm so excited and motivating. I love the energy. I love the chemistry. They're like that was an amazing match. They need to go and make groups all the time. I can't wait to hear the music. You hear the love and they're talking about communication. I don't foresee any issues with this group. I think this group is one in a million. I really think they know what it takes based on Frank and Kelly's experiences, and they're really open to receiving their feedback into making this work because of the common goal.
Yes, Oh my goodness, like so crazy, Kira. And I cannot wait until 10 o'clock so we can see,
yes,
you know, what's going down. Because I assume the name of the group will be a reveal. They're probably going to drop their single. And again, you know, I should have had the girls mention this, but for all of our listeners, please go out and get their new single. It's available on iTunes. You can download it right now. It's called All of Us. Unfortunately, it just dropped right before we aired, so we did not have a chance to download it ourselves and play it, but I did get to hear it. It is simply amazing. You will hear all five girls. You will hear their ranges, and like Bree said, you know, it's basically their story of coming together and being great. So it's amazing to hear it, and we got to talk to them first. Yes, shout out to the Girlfriend Network. We are doing big things over here. Right? So, with that being said, are you there, Tahira? So, with that, we're going to say good night. Thank you all to our listeners for listening. We will be back. We have new summer hours again, Tuesday from 8 to 9 o'clock. We're going to end with a couple of songs. Peace, love, and blessings. And we'll see you again this time next week. Bye-bye.
You know your body's one of a kind, right? Nothing even jiggled when you stood up. You said you need to do a couple extra pull-ups. You know you're tripping, girl. Bullocks. Face glowing like the diamonds on your bracelet. And you ain't even put on any makeup yet. And we about to go out for your birthday. That's the only reason I ain't get you naked yet. Now let's go and light the city up. Rebels where it's at, we gotta hit it up. I brought some party favors, we could divvy up. You only live once, you gotta live it up. Yes, my red tie with your red dress. We ain't even planning, but we matching though. Everybody looking when we passing though. We just turned a strip into a fashion show. Your booty caught the eye of every globe. You could probably see it from the moon without a telescope. And it's Calvin Klein suit is hella dope. Doorman saw us and he opened up the velvet rope. Wow. Access was so easy. We up in the VIP seat. Grey Goose spilling out the bottle and the DJ on fire. Yeah, he killing that Serato. Let's go. Show it. Lock the bathroom door so we can have a moment. Yeah, I told you anywhere you want it. It's all yours, hop up on it, girl, you own it. The sex was top 10 Hall of Fame. Stepped out the restroom and we did the walk of shame. People in the line yelling, way to go, Sunday. How they know? I guess they heard you call my name. You the one and I swear that's more than game. You so different and I swear they all the same. I swear, without you I go insane. I'm a G, but even Superman needed Lois Lane. Party still jumping at 5 in the morning. And no sir, there's no sounds of slowing. We ain't stopping till the moon calls it quits. Baby, let's treat tonight like tomorrow don't exist. Let's go.
Boy, let's keep going.